Cohen here. Well, you know, over the past 30 years, the Margaret L. Williams Developmental Evaluation Center, which is part of Upstate Medical University, has diagnosed complex developmental disabilities such as autism in about 10,000 children. And here with us this morning is its director, Dr. Carol Grant. Welcome, Dr. Grant. Thanks for coming in today.
I'm pleased to be here.
So you're coming in to tell us about something very significant. This is 30-year anniversary for your center.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Well, 30 years ago, a neonatologist, Margaret Williams, identified the need in the community for a central place where parents who are worried about their baby could come and have a team of professionals from different disciplines, you know, medical disciplines as well as speech pathologists, occupational physical therapists, psychologists.
Educators,
right. To look at how the child was functioning and to pull it together for families and then to say, is there any underlying medical reason for this child's development not to be progressing as expected?
So it's basically, it became an interdisciplinary center
right.
where if I was a mom with a young child, a baby, or even an early toddler, and I was concerned, wasn't walking sufficiently early enough, or wasn't talking very many words, I could come to you.
Correct. And before we were created, if a parent was worried or a doctor was worried about how the child was walking, they had to go to an orthopedist. If the child was worried about, or the parents, doctor or somebody was worried about how the child was, language was not progressing, they had to go to a speech pathologist. But if the speech pathologist only focused on the language and the motor people only focused on the motor, the parents were left with pulling it all together. Is there an underlying disorder like global developmental delay or such more complex disorders such as autism?
And you've seen over the years many, many children with autism.
Yes. Because we were designed to pick up the more complex problem. You know, if the child really does have a simple articulation problem or not, I don't want to minimize cerebral palsy, but there are specialists who have focused on cerebral palsy in the community. But if it's what we call an undifferentiated delay, a delay that is not, there's no medical markers and no developmental markers say this is what it is.
There's no clear apparent reason.
Correct.
But something is amiss.
Something is amiss. Then the parents were really caught and not knowing where to go and often going and getting only half the story.
And then it seems to me another piece of this beyond that is then to help the parents and the school, if the child was of even preschool age, to design some kind of an interventional program that would address the issues.
Correct. And as you know, the increase of prevalence of autism is only increasing. Now it's 1 out of 88. Well, back in 30 years ago, the numbers were much less. There was only one preschool that pretty much educated all the children with autism. Well, today, everybody is affected. Every classroom is affected, which means all the children know somebody who have a child with autism. Every family has somebody in their family midst who has autism or a best friend. So autism is unfortunately more prevalent, and therefore there needs to be more understanding of this unique learning style and just in general how people learn differently. So it's been a great avenue to talk about how we all are individuals and we learn differently, and some learn in more distinct ways, which then creates more distinct behaviors that may look odd, such as flapping your fingers, walking on your toes, but really it's that person's way of coping with a situation.
Very interesting. You know, at one time when this started, it was somewhat of a revolutionary model, but today, clearly, everyone understands the need to understand that each child is an individual, needs an individualized program of some kind. Even your so-called average or normal children have different learning styles.
You're so right, yes.
And so that this is an opportunity to really focus in on not just the weaknesses of a particular child, but their strengths.
Absolutely.
And make the recommendations to help them progress as best as possible. How does it work briefly? In other words, Who comes to you? How do they find out about you? And then what happens?
Well, we get referrals from the family or a physician who's concerned or a child care provider, or there are early intervention and preschool programs that know about us.
And so, you're housed at Upstate.
We're part of the Upstate family, but we're housed offsite at 215 Bassett Street in the Sumner Center. And so with parent permission, people refer a child or the parents refer directly. We spent a long time pulling together all the records about the child because we really want to know and need to know how that child is in a typical day and how has a child progressed developmentally. If we're going to try to figure out why the child is developmentally different, we need to look at the past medical and developmental history.
And then do you also engage in some testing besides?
Oh my gosh, yes. So the family comes for one full day. We spend the whole day evaluating the child, talking with the family, getting their concerns, getting a sense of how they see the child, pulling together everything we know about the child and how the child presents, and then giving the information to the family. And then,
Then do you, after you do all of this testing, do you all meet together specialists, come up with some kind of a...
We meet throughout the day.
Recommendations for further care?
Yes, and we end up producing a 20 to 30 page report with recommendations about how to support the family.
But I also understand that you do some very important work in the schools currently, going back to this notion of how kids learn differently. It seems to me that's almost been your mission to get that point across.
Right.
Tell us about what outreach programs you're doing.
Well, in the last 10 years, we've been able to reach out to the community and help teachers, regular education teachers and the bus, aides and the people in the kitchen to understand more about the unique learning style of autism and kids with learning disabilities. Because we found that, yes, we could tell somebody this child has autism, but unless they really understood how that child learned differently, they didn't know how to deal with the atypical behaviors. And that included having language to talk about how we all learn differently so that they could help the kids understand the behavioral differences. So if the kid is flapping or screeching or not being able to communicate, the teachers needed to know how to talk with the kids, and the kids needed to understand it's just a difference, and that's just the way they communicate. So we created an interactive puppet workshop so that we could go into schools and interact with the kids, and we focus on primarily a second grade, but we find it works between kindergarten and fourth, and present a puppet workshop where one of our characters has autism and one has Asperger's. Through the interactive process of our characters and our learning little exercises, we help kids understand that behavioral differences, kids who behave differently are just kids who need and want friends too. Bottom line, we all need friends.
That's really amazing.
Yeah.
That's really wonderful. And have you had good success?
Oh, my heavens. The teachers love us. We get tremendous, we ask for feedback. We ask for recommendations for changes. We ask so that we can send to our funder, which is the Kohl's department store, information about how well received the pup workshop is, and it's amazing. We always say that the work of the workshop, the puppet workshop, it only begins with the workshop. It's really giving the teachers and the kids a language and experience, and they can talk about it later. That happens, and we've also created a curriculum to go along with that.
It's fabulous because it sounds like not only are you dealing with the individual child who needs desperately to be diagnosed and then a program developed, but it sounds like you're really going out into the community and educating the larger community, which will only impact that child's
life
forever. Through life.
Absolutely.
So I salute you for that. And
thank
30
you.
Years is not long enough. I mean, I'm hoping it'll be at least another 30 or triple that. So
that would be great.
So thank you so much for coming and congratulations on your wonderful, wonderful 30th anniversary. My guest has been Dr. Carol Grant. She's the director of the Margaret L. Williams Developmental Evaluation Center of Upstate Medical University. We'll be right back after the news with more HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.